Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler Boss. Do you ever feel like your life is one long walk across a high, wobbly tightrope? Take a long, deep breath. And don't look down. Look up at your Heavenly Father. Keep breathing deeply throughout your time here today. And keep your eyes focused on God. We live in an unstable world. Governments and institutions fail. Churches split. Relationships change. Jobs come and go. We make mistakes. Any number of things can upset the balance of your life in the course of a day. And yet, even in this unsteady world, it is possible to find stability. The writer of Hebrews tells us, "For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end." Holding firmly on to Christ provides a strong, immovable foundation amidst the wobbliness of life. Imagine that tightrope again. But this time, see a firm foundation growing underneath it, coming right up so that as you walk on the tightrope, you're actually walking on solid ground too. What a wonderful gift from God, who has given you, in Christ, that firm and unshakable foundation. When you choose to make Christ the foundation of your life, you will find that while the instability of the world may still trip you up, you will never have far to fall. You'll always be caught by Jesus and always be able to stand again. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that you have called me and made me yours. But I confess that sometimes I feel insecure. My own faults scare me, and the instability in my world reminds me that I'm not really in control of my life. Please, help me to continually place my trust in you, not in myself, not in my circumstances, not in the world around me. Help me to stand firm in the hope that you've called me to. Thank you for promising to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you feel the center of balance in your body? As you breathe in, feel your head lifting from the crown toward the sky, and your shoulders dropping. Continue breathing slowly in and out. Take a moment now and examine the things that make you feel unsteady. What do they show you about where your trust is? Confess to God the ways in which you have failed to trust Him completely. It is by God's grace that you have been called and justified, and it is by God's grace that you continue to grow in sanctification. You are God's, and nothing you can do can separate you from His love. Listen now to Hebrews 3:14 in the English Standard Version. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Let me read that again. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Which word or phrase spoke to you? Reflect with God on what you heard. The best way to share in Christ is to keep walking with Him. You shared in Christ once, at the moment you trusted Him for salvation, but as you continue to walk with Him over days and weeks and months and years, that relationship grows deeper. You see and hear more, or at times, He may seem silent or absent, but at all times you can be sure that He is with you. And as you persevere in walking together, you share in Him more and more. What does it look like for you to continue sharing in life with Christ? Listen now as I read Hebrews 3:14 in the Amplified Bible. For we, believers, have become partakers of Christ, sharing in all that the Messiah has for us. If only we hold firm our newborn confidence, which originally led us to Him, until the end. Do you remember the time you first trusted in Christ? At that moment, at the beginning, what did your newborn confidence feel like? There may be parts of the life of faith you never anticipated. The Apostle Paul wrote that he desired to know Christ and to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings. How have you experienced God's presence while sharing in the fellowship of Christ's sufferings? Listen one last time to Hebrews 3:14. This time, in the New Living Translation. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. These words come in the middle of a chapter warning God's people to examine themselves and to be sure that they are holding firm to what they've been taught. As I read the verses just before and after Hebrews 3:14, let these words of Scripture interrogate your heart too. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. What tempts you to turn away from God? The writer goes on, "You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God." Who needs to hear this reminder today? Ask God to bring to mind someone you can encourage to stand firm in the faith. The writer continues, "For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ." Remember what it says. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled. What is God saying to you today that you need to keep a soft heart to hear? These warnings remind us that true life is only found in holding fast to Christ, who has promised to hold fast to us. Take a moment and thank God for the true, secure, stable love he's given you. Jesus, I'm so thankful that you are my solid foundation, that if I try to build anything without you or walk anywhere without you, I'll be on sinking sand. When life is unstable, when everything is falling down around me, you are my shelter, my hiding place, my stability. Help me to keep my eyes on you and to point others to you as the only source of peace in the world. Thank you for your everlasting love and care for me. In your name, amen. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Let this be your refrain as you go out today. Hold fast to Jesus. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.